We now have more than 200 confirmed cases of coronavirus here in Arizona, and 3 people have died in our state. Governor Doug Ducey gave an update yesterday on what the state is doing in response and what Arizonans can expect next. KJZZ's Catherine Davis-Young is here to fill us in on everything the governor had to say. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
All right, Katie, so what's the latest?
Well, we know the situation just keeps changing so fast, and every state is responding a little bit differently. So Governor Ducey just clarified yesterday that Arizona is not yet taking the drastic steps like California and some other states have. And here's what he had to say.
Many of you have asked if or when the state will move towards a stay-at-home policy. The answer is not at this time. We're following the facts related specifically to the state of Arizona. The CDC isn't there yet. Arizona is not there yet. We're not at the same stage as other states.
So Arizonans aren't going to be required to stay home like our neighbors in California. But what does Ducey say we should be doing?
He does want Arizonans to wash your hands often and do everything you can to slow the virus. He does want people to stay home as much as possible, but at this point, that's still voluntary.
But could that change in the future?
Of course. In fact, at the same time Ducey gave this press conference saying he wouldn't issue a stay-at-home policy, he did issue a new executive order that details exactly what's considered an essential service in Arizona, which is a pretty strong indication that he's preparing to make that move in the near future. And here's what he had to say about that executive order.
We're going to hope for the best, but we're going to prepare for potential escalation of this. And that's what this is.
Okay, so what else is in this new executive order, Katie?
Ducey's already ordered dine-in restaurants, bars, movie theaters, gyms to all close. But this new order spells out what's considered essential or what kind of businesses could remain open if restrictions tighten up more. And it's actually a fairly broad list. Obviously, hospitals, first responders, grocery stores, gas stations, those all make the cut. But it also still allows for food takeout from restaurants, transportation services, ride shares, and it also covers some legal, financial, and real estate type businesses. And we've got the whole list up on kjzz.org.
So the idea of these stay-at-home orders in other states have been to keep people away from each other before the virus spreads too far. But it sounds like Ducey's thinking is that because we don't have quite as many cases here in Arizona, we don't need to require the same kind of distancing. But where did Ducey say the state is in terms of preparing for an uptick in cases?
Well, Ducey was speaking alongside Dr. Kara Crist. She's the director of the Arizona Department of Health Services. And she highlighted Arizona is still expecting a lot more cases. And at this point, there may be many more cases out there that we just haven't been able to test for.
While testing capacity has increased, we continue to face the national shortage of testing supplies and reagents. At this time, there simply aren't enough tests for everyone who wants one. So we continue to prioritize our high-risk population.
Ducey and Crist said that the state is also still looking for more supplies like masks and gowns for doctors. And they said a potential surge could go beyond the state's current capacity of hospital beds.
All right, that is KJZZ's Catherine Davis-Young joining us to fill us in on the latest about Governor Doug Ducey's newest executive order on the coronavirus. Katie, thanks so much.
Thank you.